at the church, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, could you please turn with me to the book of James?
Right.
Amen. The book of James.
Right.
Amen. Amen. That's James chapter 1. Mm-hmm. Amen. James is after Hebrew and before 1 Peter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Amen. If you're able to stand for the reading of God's word, please do so, giving reverence unto the Lord. That's James chapter 1, verse 1 through 7. Mm. And it reads, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, mm-hmm. knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Mm-hmm. But let patience have her perfect work,
right.
that ye may be perfect and entire, mm-hmm. wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, mm-hmm. that give it to all men liberally.
That's right.
And unbraidedly not. Mm-hmm. And it shall be given him. Mm-hmm. But let him ask in faith.
That's right.
Nothing wavering. Mm-hmm. For he that wavering is like a wave of the sea, mm-hmm. driven with the wind and tossed. Mm-hmm. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord.
All right.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his holy word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Today I want to touch bases on the text is go back to the beginning.
All right.
Go back to the beginning. Amen. 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 What I want you to do is pay attention to that fifth verse. If any of you lack wisdom, mm-hmm. let him ask of God. Amen.
That's right.
That word is said, ask.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We got to realize, church, that word wisdom come from the old French word as whist. Uh-huh. Amen. And from the Greek word sophia. Amen. What it means is knowledge.
Well,
wisdom is knowledge.
Well, right.
Knowledge that can be used. Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 Most of us, we like to be wise. Amen. And to have others consider us being wise.
Well,
mm-hmm. Amen. But sometimes, church, no matter how much we know, huh. how much we experience,
well,
yes, sir.
Amen, how much we have heard preach, mm-hmm. amen, we still need more wisdom.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You amen. Never get tired of wisdom.
Yes, sir. Man. Yes, sir.
Amen. That's why I say we need to go back to the beginning.
Amen.
Oftentimes in life, how many of us have ran to that brick wall sometime?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That brick wall come in front of us sometime.
Amen.
Amen. We don't know where to go.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. We don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. When situation and circumstances come up in our life, mm-hmm. amen, we come to a stopping point sometime.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. We must realize, church, that the Bible's tell us that when ye fall into divers temptation.
Yeah, yeah.
It ain't saying if you're gonna fall
that's
in.
That's right. That's
it's saying when you fall in.
Yes, sir, man.
Because you live long enough in this life,
all right.
you're gonna have amen. Your trials amen. And your tribulation.
Amen. Amen.
But Jesus said, be of good cheer.
That's right.
Amen. For I have overcome. Amen. 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 Yes, see, sir. With God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey, and when you come into that brick wall,
uh-huh.
Amen. And you don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Lord, help us all.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we have a tendency to go to the wrong people sometimes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes we try to do it on our own.
Right.
Amen. And the Bible tells us we can do nothing in and of ourselves.
That's right.
Amen. We need God every day our life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. When you come to that brick wall sometime in life, amen. You know you done came to this point before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You've been taught about it.
Well.
Amen. You experienced it before.
That's
amen.
Right.
You heard it before.
Yeah.
So what do you do? What do you do when you run into that brick wall?
Well.
What do you do?
Well.
Amen. Amen. You need knowledge.
Yes, sir.
To get over that brick wall.
All right.
You need wisdom to get over that brick wall.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Amen. And my Bible said, all you have to do is ask.
My Lord.
All
right. That's it. That's it.
That's what the word say, don't.
That's it.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him do what?
Ask
of God.
Amen.
And what did I say wisdom was? Knowledge.
Amen.
In order to overcome some of the situations that we have been in.
Yes,
amen. Like I said, go back to the beginning.
Yes, sir.
God brought you before.
Yes, sir.
He'll bring you again.
Amen.
See, we have amnesia sometimes.
Yes,
sometimes we forget where we come from.
That's right.
We forget what God has already done for us.
Right.
I'm here to tell you, church, if he don't do nothing else,
all right. He
had already done enough. Amen. He woke you up this morning. Started you on your way. Put food on your table.
Amen.
Breath the air in your lungs.
Yes,
gave you the activities of your limbs.
That's right. That's right.
Clothes on your back.
Amen.
A car to drive in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you walk, he gave you feet to walk on.
Amen. Amen.
We can't do nothing.
That's right.
Without God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So when you come to that road in life, go back.
Yeah. Well,
go back to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the beginning. Ask God.
Yes, sir.
And the Bible says he give it liberally.
That's right. That's
amen. Right. And he said, and he won't unbraid it.
That's right.
It is not unbraided. It's because we ask God for wisdom. God is not mad at us.
Amen. Amen.
When we ask him for wisdom, when we ask him for knowledge.
That's right.
That's right. Amen. God is not going to insult us.
Right.
He is not going to taunt us when we ask him for something that we so rightfully need.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Then he said he can cast all our cares upon him.
That's right. That's right.
For he cares for us.
That's right.
Amen.
The Bible said we have not.
That's right.
Amen. 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 Reason why you ain't got it? Because you ain't asked for it.
My Lord.
And make sure you asking in the right.
That's right.
For the right reason.
Amen.
Amen.
Make sure that your heart is right.
Yes, sir.
Because Psalm 66 and 18, it says, if you hold iniquity in your heart,
right.
God will not hear your prayer.
Lord,
if you got hatred in your heart, God does not hear your prayer.
Lord,
if you got envy in your heart, God does not hear your prayer.
Lord, have mercy. All right. All right.
So ain't nothing wrong with us asking God.
That's right.
When he tells us to try him at his word.
Amen.
He said, try me.
Amen.
And see when I open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I want all of my blessings.
That's right.
Amen. I want my cup to run over.
Right.
Amen. Then I'm going to bring another cup.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to bring another cup. Then I'm going to bring another cup.
Amen.
I want my blessing to continue. Because I know beyond myself that I can do nothing.
That's right.
Without God.
That's right.
Amen. 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 When you come to that road, when you come to that wall in your life, and you ask, what shall I do?
Uh-huh.
Amen. And I'm telling you right now, go back to the beginning.
All right. All right.
Go back to the beginning. beginning.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You got to realize in 1 Peter 2:9, it said, but ye are a what? Chosen generation.
That's right.
A royal priesthood.
That's right.
And holy nation. A peculiar people.
Yes, sir.
That you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light.
Yeah.
Amen. We all was in darkness at one time or another.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. But we came into the marvelous light.
That's right.
Amen. He called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
That's
is the beginning.
Amen. 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 Amen.
That's the beginning.
Right.
When God called you, things you used to do, you don't do no more.
Right.
Places you used to go, you don't go no more.
Yes, sir.
Like the old song said, I get joy when I think about what the Lord has done for me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We got to realize, church, when we was in darkness, we was in bondage.
That's right.
Amen. Whatever your sin, whatever your situation was, whether it was alcohol, whether it was drugs, whether it was lying, whether it was fornication, whether it was alcohol, whatever it was.
That's right.
Whatever it was. You name it, God brought you out of it.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. Ain't none of us started this road.
You're right.
Amen. Doing right.
Right.
Amen. When the Bible says we were born in iniquity.
That's right.
Amen. 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 The Bible says we all have sinned.
Yes, sir.
And come short of the glory of God.
That's
we
right.
all have fallen short. But sometimes we as Christians, we want to look down on each other.
Lord,
amen. We want to point fingers at each other. When one member get in trouble, we want to point all fingers at. You got to realize you got 3 pointing right back at you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. It's like a song. Remember the cliche say, you dig one ditch.
That's right.
You better dig 2.
Amen.
Because the one you dig, it might be for you.
All right.
Amen. You better stop pointing your finger
at
somebody else.
Amen.
Somebody else have fallen.
That's right.
When you should be there picking them up.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We need to learn how to pick one another up. Because we all have been someplace.
That's right.
Amen, amen. We all have done things.
Amen.
We all have said things.
Amen.
Amen. And we all ain't been right all our life.
You're right. You're right.
Amen. But God can use all of us.
Amen.
Amen. If we are willing to be used.
Yes, sir.
But the first thing we got to do, we have to submit ourselves to God.
Amen.
We got the total surrender. Because I'm here to tell you, God is not going to touch it with your hands on it.
I know.
Yeah.
Long as you got your hands on it, it's yours.
My Lord.
It's not God's.
Mm-hmm.
But once you give it all to him,
that's right,
it becomes his.
Amen.
And I'm a living witness. He will work it out.
Amen.
He will work it out.
Amen.
Like the Bible says, I never seen a righteous forsaken,
that's right,
nor his seed begging bread.
Thank you, Father.
Amen, amen. Whatever it was God brought you from, go back.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't talking about going back to what you used to do.
Right.
I'm talking about go back from the beginning.
Yeah.
When God saved you.
Yeah.
When God brought you out of darkness unto light.
Right.
Amen. When you was low, who lifted you up?
He did. Amen.
God lifted you up.
Amen.
When you were carrying all those heavy burdens.
That's right.
Didn't he lighten them for you?
Amen.
Will he lighten them for you?
Yes, sir.
Say, cast all of thy cares upon me.
Thank you, Father.
When we were shackled with sin, who broke the chains?
Amen.
Who broke the chains?
That's right.
Amen. When we had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
When we was confused. When we didn't know where, when we didn't know where to go.
Yeah.
God was there.
Amen.
He clothed us. He fed us.
That's right.
He set our mind straight.
That's right. Thank you, Father.
Where could I go?
Right.
But to the Lord.
Amen.
That's why, church, we have to go back to the beginning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Remember, church, remember in your mind eye when you first came to serve Jesus. Mm-hmm. When you, I'm not talking about when your mama made you go to church.
You're right.
I'm not talking about, you know, when I was coming up, we were made to go to church.
You're right.
When we got 12 years old, we were going in that water.
Amen. Amen.
We were going in that water. I don't know how it was with y'all, but Amen. That's how it was with me.
Amen.
When I turned 12, I was in the water.
That's right.
To be baptized.
That's right.
Amen. Didn't understand it.
That's right.
Didn't understand it.
Amen.
Until I got a little older.
Yes, sir.
And I began to know God for myself.
Amen. Amen.
I began to develop a personal relationship with Him.
That's
I began to have a one-on-one with my God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Not until then I realized.
Yeah.
Amen. I realized that I needed Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right. Amen. Amen. Remember the first time, church, when you prayed and God answered your prayer?
Yeah.
Remember, church, when you see him in church, they were laying hands on people.
My.
Amen. People were dancing in the aisle. Amen. Remember the first time that you saw the Holy Spirit take over a service?
Well.
Remember those times. Mm. Remember you heard a message that hit you.
Yes, sir.
Right there.
Yes, sir. Yes,
my pastor would have been talking about me.
My Lord.
How he know that? I didn't tell him what I was going through. How he know that?
All right.
How he know to preach that?
Mm-hmm.
It hit me.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you remember those sermons like that? That hit you, that cut you up.
My Lord.
I remember those times.
All right.
When the word, the Bible said the word, it cuts you to and fro.
That's right.
Hey, Lord, have mercy. That man talking about me.
Amen.
And we want to look at somebody else. We want to point our mouth. We want to point our finger at somebody else. Gooey, girl. And the word, it can't tear us up.
Yeah. Amen.
Ain't nothing wrong.
All right.
Ain't nothing wrong with admitting that you're weak.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
But through your weakness, God is strong.
That's right.
Amen. That's what you got to realize.
That's
what you got to realize. And remember, in the beginning, when your love for God, it went so deep. Amen. And you felt it. You felt it all through your bone. Amen. You wake up singing. You go to bed singing. You singing at work. People trying to tell you to be quiet. But you still singing praises to God.
Right.
I'm talking about the beginning.
Right.
That's what we got to do. Go back to the beginning.
Yes, sir.
Amen. When we first felt God in our heart. Mm. So when you come into that wall, church, you don't know what to do. Go back when you first found Jesus.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. Amen.
The Bible tells you that if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Remember when you sing, when you first met Jesus, you just sing them songs, you ain't know what you were singing.
Yeah.
Amen. I remember, I don't know who it was, but the person that said when they were saying a charge to keep our hair, he thought they were talking about Charles. Amen. I don't know who that was that said. I think it was a Vandegrift or something. He said he thought they were saying a charge.
Amen.
He thought it was a charge.
Amen.
It was a charge to keep our hair.
Amen.
Amen. Remember when you sang Zion song all throughout the house.
Yes, sir.
Amen. When you just praise God. Remember when God just took over your life.
All right.
So, church, when you come to that road, when you come to that roadblock, that wall in your life, and you need knowledge to get over, go back to the beginning.
Amen.
When you first
met
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. When you first met him for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. How you loved him.
That's right.
How you say, God, I do anything for you.
Mm.
And you say, God, for God I live, and for God I die.
All right.
Go back to that beginning.
All right.
The Bible says, if you need knowledge,
that's right.
You ask for, if you need knowledge to get over that wall,
yes, Yes, sir.
Talk to Jesus.
Amen. Yes, amen.
If you need knowledge to go around the wall,
yeah.
Talk to Jesus.
All right.
If you need knowledge to go through the wall, talk to Jesus.
Yes, sir.
But if you want to stand there at that wall and let your trials and your tribulation take a hold of you, and you don't have any patience and understanding on how to overcome, woe unto you.
All right. Amen. All right.
When the Word of God has everything that we need.
Amen. Yes, amen.
There's nothing we can need that the Word of God won't supply.
You're right.
Every situation, every circumstance, ain't nothing new, church. That's what we must realize. There's nothing new.
That's right.
There's nothing new.
Right.
And just because it happened to you, you ain't the first one.
Amen.
You ain't the first one. And every time you take one step, you take five steps backwards,
yeah.
You ain't the only one.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Your neck don't name like you ain't going through the same thing. You don't know.
Amen.
But whatever you're going through, be thankful.
Yeah.
Because the trying of your faith.
That's right.
What are you going to do? You're going to work patience.
Amen.
You're going to work patience.
Yes.
Amen. And you got to have faith in God.
Amen.
Knowing that God is there for you.
That's right.
Knowing that he promised to never leave you nor forsake
That's
you.
Right. That's right.
Amen. God is always there.
Amen.
God does not leave us.
That's right.
We leave him.
Lord have mercy.
We leave him.
All right.
So I ask you, if you left him, go back and pick him up.
Yes, sir.
Because
Amen.
He's there.
Amen.
Standing there with outstretched arms.
That's right. That's
telling you to come unto him, all ye that are labored and are heavy laden.
Yes,
he
sir.
Said, take my yoke upon you.
That's right.
And learn of me.
That's right.
Because my yoke is easy and my burdens are light.
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 18, verse 1 through 10. He said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My buckler and my horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised.
Yeah.
So shall I be saved from my enemies.
Yeah.
The sorrow of death compassed me, and the flood of the ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrow of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me.
Well,
in my distress. All right, you at that wall.
All right.
In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears.
Yeah.
Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundation also of the hills moved and was shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by him. He bowed the heaven also and came up down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rolled upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Amen. Church, we got to recapture that zeal that we had for God. Remember when we first started, how we was on fire for God.
Right.
We got to rekindle that fire. Yeah. We got to recapture that fire. We got to go back to the beginning.
All right.
Amen. Because the Bible says he first loved
us.
That's Amen. We got to go back to the beginning, church. Yeah. Because when that wall come before you, you don't know what to do. You don't know what place to go.
Well,
call on Jesus. Call on Jesus. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6, chapter the 9th through the 11th verse say, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?
All right.
Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunken, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But ye are washed. But ye are sanctified. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. And by the Spirit of God. Lord, help us all today. The Bible said, when such were some of you. I was one of those whosoever. I was one of those such ones. But God brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. See, I can see clearly right now. I can see clearly right now. Like amazing grace. How sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me. Lord, help us all today. We got to go back to the beginning, church. We got to go back to where we first met the Lord. Amen. Go back to your first love. Go back when you say, for God I live. And for God I die. God has been so good to us. He brought us from a mighty, mighty long way. Amen. Don't you want the other people to feel what you feel? Don't you want the other people to know what you know? Amen. Go back to the beginning. Where you first found Jesus. Amen. Go back. Amen. And then you ask yourself, where do I go? What do I do? And I tell you, church, go back to the beginning. Where you first met the Lord. Like God told Nicodemus, you must be. You gotta be born again. Amen.